99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. How are you doing? You on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here in about, 40 seconds. I'm off on a break. It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We'll hold it to be worthy of note. Yeah, I think we're going to have a very interesting conversation. Well, we'll have interesting conversations lined up. 2:30, you expect investment. Our first hour, we're hoping to look at inferior Chinese goods in the country. Yeah, and after that, we're going to talk about if you're willing to pay to get or retain your blue tick on Twitter. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. And score. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. And, you know, sometimes I wonder who is loving you. And I think that until someone is really loving you, you probably don't know how beautiful love really is. And then I wonder why we might find it a little hard either to love some people. And then you realize that there are obstacles in the way, either personal arrogance or their arrogance or different understanding, where you have a certain understanding of love and they have a different understanding from you of love, where you can tell them something and they put up a very weird resistance as though they do not want you to, they do not want to change in the manner. Like you can say, well, I don't think this is good, I think that's better. And then they resist it as though to suggest, you can't tell me, you know, you can't tell me what to do. They put up an opposition to the good intent of your concern, observation. Yeah, they resist it. And because they resist it, I think not much of us is, we fail to explore what is possible. If you find people who do not take things for granted, and honestly, I would say it is because we take things for granted. Like if you didn't take love expressed towards you for granted, I think heaven is possible. I really think so. Well, you just heard Bocelli with Love in Portofino. He found love in Portofino. I really hope that, and I think the very subject of love would be forever be foreign to some of you, like eternally foreign. I wish it were in the case. I wish it were in the case, but it would forever, no, come down, forever be foreign to you. But maybe what you must do is seek so that you can find. If you seek, you find it. If you knock, a door will be open. And in the absence of seeking, then maybe it can be, it's safe to conclude that you will not find it. All right. Who's loving you? Oh yeah, just out there in this world forming strong man or strong girl. And I think when love either is beyond comprehension or when people are not beneficiaries of the beauty and power of love, they come up with other type philosophies, like they don't believe in it. Let me even ask this beautiful lady in the studio.
Okay.
Hold on. What have you heard of love? Just generic stuff you've
generic
heard.
Generic stuff. I think I've heard the 16-year-old version of love is a feeling that you feel that you've never felt that kind of feeling in your life before.
That's a problem with the streets. You'll just be coming up with stuff. Have you heard people say, okay, so have you heard people say that there's nothing like it? I've heard people say that there's nothing like
love.
Yeah,
like it doesn't exist.
I've heard people say that it doesn't exist. I've heard people say that one where they say, na love we go chop.
Na love we go chop, yeah.
Don't have them on your WhatsApp.
See,
then, look, see, there is unintelligence and then there's that. Yeah, I know it's funny. Like,
sometimes
somebody doesn't know something and then there's that. That's special.
Can you really fault these people? Can you really fault them?
Yeah, I can.
Like how? Because when they tell you their story, sometimes you're like, okay,
I agree.
Whatever works for you.
You
then.
See, I can understand if you've never experienced it.
What if love has chopped your eye?
Me? What? Even me? What love has done to me? Only Jesus could save me. But you see, I can understand if you've never experienced it. But it's not the same as the nine
it. Yeah, the existence.
I think, yeah, or saying, now we think we go chop. There's no insight there. It's like there's a void. There's a darkness there.
Mm.
So let me put it this way.
It's not more like despising what you can have.
Yeah, or minimizing it because, I mean, and basically when you say, now love we go chop, you really just are saying, I'll take money over love.
Sure.
It's like, there's ignorance and then there's that. There's that. And it's special. That's a special case
kind of.
Did you just say that? Let's pray. Oh, Lord. This one is already going to hell. Can you stop them? Because I feel like every time I've heard, you know, like, so maybe a few years ago, maybe like 10 years ago, because I'm a very passionate person, when I hear things I vehemently disagree with, I'm really available to put up an argument. The older I get, I don't want to argue anymore. I want to walk away. I want to keep quiet. I want to find out.
Give them that look like.
Yeah. And then if they're really interested, I want to start with, I'm not asking you to agree with me, but I think you got a problem. And then they say, oh, how do you mean? I'm like, you're not thinking. I think that's like my, I can't say it's a motto, but I've really stumbled on people who I think the first five sentences should include, you're reacting, you're not thinking. I've met like, I think I'd say like 80%.
Okay.
I know. 80% of the people I get to like have deep conversations with,
mm-hmm.
like, you're reacting.
You're not thinking. And what do they say?
Well, they laugh and then they say, okay, let's think. And it's interesting because they can think, but they never ever bring themselves to thinking. It's interesting because I sit down with somebody and I'm like, and I see them move their mind around.
Mm.
And I'm like, why don't you do this in your spare time? Why are you waiting for, why are you waiting to meet someone for them to remind you that there's a head on your shoulder and it has utility? And then you're like, yeah. And then I see that some of them do a fantastic job of thinking. But it's like you're waiting for someone because in the absence of the someone else who's making them think, they go on with every other social narrative. Every other, there's no love, for example.
Something easy enough.
Something that everybody else is doing. Something, yeah. And maybe it's also because they want to fit in. They want to not be the odd one out.
Person on the table.
Who thinks differently. Yeah, the only person who believes, I believe in chivalry, I believe in love
because
and patience.
You may end up not being liked by majority.
I think it's an ego thing. It's not even about being liked.
It's ego?
Yeah, I don't want to stand alone. Oh, no, maybe it's not even ego. Maybe it's fear. No, it's not ego, it's fear.
Yeah, fear of not being liked too.
Fear of
not being liked and accepted, not fitting in. So I mean,
I think it's not. I don't think that they care more for not being liked. I think it's more for the fitting in, the uniform thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
that
it's
works.
The uniformity. They want to just appear like, yeah, that's what men. Oh, you see all those ones. All those guys.
Let me not just even go there.
I'm like, shut it down. Like, this is not happening. Once I just meet a guy, and I feel like you're not even worth the effort. Once you just go, oh, that's what men. It's like, oh, stop. It's not. We're not. We can't go anywhere. Like, we can't. You're not even gonna try. So I'm not gonna bother. Look, all of that is just to say that.
Uh-huh.
This journey is actually singular and you're going to have to work it alone. And I think that you're assuming that uniformity is security. And that's a lie. It is actually not favorable to you.
Well, standing alone, you stand, what's that thing about?
You think it's more dangerous to stand alone than to stand with others? I mean, from observation. You think, well, if a man is standing alone, that's...
From observation, yes, Joyce. And there's even like a quote to back that up, right?
What?
Something about, I can't, oh my God.
Let's assume there's a quote. Have you thought about what you read? Does it make sense? What if that was a capitalist? What if that was the quota for capitalists? Someone who likes to govern other people and then gives them a quote so that they can all pack themselves like rats on a race. Because that's easier, right? But if you have individualized minds, men who think, who would labor in thought so that they're not reckless with both action and the will to action, then you have a problem on your hands if you're really trying to rule over people.
People are going by easy thought for long life these days.
Thinking is hard, to be honest. No, but I think, well, I saw a quote and it was suggested that thinking is hard and that's why many people judge. Well, maybe you should think about that and find out whether there's something about that that's true. Thinking is hard. And so in the absence of the strength to be able to think, then you would just rather judge, jumping into seeming social conclusions or following the social constructs. I think it's really worth it if you would stand alone. And not that you're standing in isolation, but that you're standing on something and you're willing to stand on that thing alone. You see that? Let's go back a sentence. You're not standing in isolation. You're standing on something. And I honestly think that that is a better ground than to just follow these other... You see, for example, in Africa, type group of people. Like, you know, yeah. Why are you... yeah, why you read those? You see... Yeah, thank you very much, Joyce, for that question. You see, for example... you see, for example, as an African man, it's like, stop it. Someone needs to tell you that that's weak on so many levels. Because you must act out your convictions. And I think you should know that you are acting out a conviction. The question is whether you're acting out a philosophy. The question is whether that philosophy is yours or is Fetter's or it's Joyce or if it's yours. Like, you have to know, yeah, so that you're not stolen from. We're off on a break. It's worthy of notes when we come back. Even the Chinese government is embarrassed by the level of inferior Chinese goods in Nigeria. Hi. There's levels to this. We'll be right back. Okay. Fine girl. Her name's Feta and she's assisting me. And she comes to work like once a week, which is like such a kick.
Oh my God.
It is 44 minutes past 12 on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. So I'm not sure why, but it does quite appear I have WhatsApp messages that I seem to think is rather overwhelming. Mm-hmm. What exactly are the questions?
Now, Emmanuel Fomushi is saying that, good afternoon, Joyce. Are you referring to experiencing love of a person you're intimate with or love from family and friends?
Love
of family and friends supersedes all.
Oh, bless you. Love is a root. Its expressions are, one, your father, another expression, your mother, another expression, your brother, sisters, friends, a boss, a lover, love, you love an animal. The root is singular. The expressions are different. You love art. You love the love that doesn't abuse. Yeah? Good. So you love. Love is one, is a root. It's one entity. And it's... it's in opposition to what isn't love, and that would be fear. Yeah, so I'm speaking of love, and you can determine whether in your life it would apply in the sense of a relationship between a father and a son, a mother, a daughter, a mother, her children, father, his children, friends. You determine. I mean, you look at your life and you find out what's not working. Yeah. But love is one entity. It's one thing. The expressions are just different. And then maybe there are deeper forms of love. So when my mom passed, I would see her in my dreams and I would feel something in my dream. Hmm. Yeah, whenever I'm with my mom, I'll feel something in my dream. Then whenever I am in my dream and I see the person I fell in love with, I feel the same thing. Does that make sense? So let's say I don't have a word, and probably it doesn't exist in human language, the word to describe what I feel. But the only way to give you an idea would be a good feeling. So when I'm with my mom, I have a good feeling. You know? Yeah, that's the only way. And maybe that would be a form of oh God, how can I further simplify? Just good. You know when you're with like your best friend and you feel secure, or you're with your boss and you feel secure, that's, there's something in the air when you're with people who do not threaten you, who love you, who respect you. Yeah. So when I'm with my mom, I feel that. And then when I see that person that I was in love with, I feel the same thing. And so I think that's a fantastic way to further simplify the singularity of the root of love, so that it can either be your mother, your father, your lover. It's the same root. It's the expressions are just different. So I hope that answers the question. I feel like my life is a movie, to be honest. Even me too, I'm watching it, I'm like, yo, oh wow. Yeah, you know, I get that sense sometimes. So I really don't think I can answer all the questions. Is that another question?
Yeah, no, that's a question.
Okay, what's that?
I want someone saying that you should give me to them.
Are you single, Feta?
Yeah, single and not searching.
Don't put yourself on the shelf because you don't even know who's taking, right?
Right.
No, you can't just... No. I like the glee in your eye, but no, child. Well, look, you have to find it out first.
No, this is what he says. He says, Joyce, I'm in love with that your assistant there. I know you are too expensive and too wise. So can you give me that your second there? I'm a good man. No! No.
None is good. None.
No.
Okay, so wait. Are you hunting for wives? Like, what's this?
I don't even get it. Like,
he might just want to
probably come with your daughter one day.
But wait, what's wrong with being wise?
I don't know. It's kinda
so wait, is he choosing you because you're less wise and you're easy? You're easy to manipulate.
Come on, bro.
Really? God. Wait.
Chai.
So now you have to determine whether... So that's the thing. Are you still growing? Are you done growing? Are you going to hand over your freedom, your choice, your liberty, your strength to someone? No. Like, this is life. So this is what happens in the game of life, where someone wants to take you, but the only reason they want to take you is because they suppose that they can impose themselves on you. And then you can say, oh, I would need somebody. So yeah, impose yourself and you
because
can...
Because love is not what to just chop.
Well, I don't even know what you think of love, but I don't. He says he's a good man. That might be a good start.
What is good?
None is... Let's begin from none is good. You know, like none.
He has to first define what good is.
I think first you have to even meet him and then determine the kind of person
he is.
Why
are we planning... Why are we doing that?
You were interested 5 minutes ago.
I wasn't.
You sounded excited.
I wasn't. I really wanted to just point out to you that he's choosing... probably choosing to have me because he thinks I'm foolish... Unless
no,
expensive.
No. He doesn't think you're... So I brought
no,
that
he
up.
He said... That's the main reason why I even read it. He said, I know you are too expensive and too wise, so give me that one that is not too expensive and less wise or something like that. That's what it means.
Guy, delete this message and send another message.
Because it's not even good.
Yeah, this is not a good one. I just delete it quickly and then send another one so we can just, you know...
Let's pretend we didn't see this one.
Let's pretend we didn't see this one, yeah. So I was on a flight back and I met this guy. He's northerner. That was a gist I'm going to give you. The gist is not plenty because I told you that after a while, I thought he started misfiring. So I think he's that kind of guy who's rich, who's got money, who is older and either has been married before and divorced or never been married and just has money. Hmm. Yeah. So he just travels, lives in that country, lives here. Yeah. And then he meets a woman he likes. And he, like, so the weird thing about the guy is he's blunt in a very brash way. Hmm. I think that
probably
these
seen it all kind of guy.
Yeah, I think these are guys who women probably don't say no to. Yeah.
That's why I said maybe the kind of guy that's seen it all.
Yeah. He's that kind of guy who's... That's why I told you that. I told you last week that some people... It's not intelligence. It's just old age. It's like they've lived longer. They've played the game. They've learned the tricks. So they just throw it at you, you know? And he tells me, like, I like you. And I'm like, wait, we met like 2 seconds... Wait, we met like 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah,
somebody.
Like I really like you. And I'm like, oh, sure, thank you. And then, so I'm in company of, so it's me, a lady, her son, and himself. And we're just chatting, right? And he just whispers somewhere in the conversation, I like you. And I, oh, sure, thanks. And I back in the conversation and then we're talking. And Then the lady gets distracted. She gets a call, and we're waiting to start boarding. And he like, hey, I was telling you that I like you. I'm like, yeah. And I'm laughing because I'm not taking him seriously, right? And I'm like, oh sure, yeah, like yeah. And then we talk a little more, and I'm trying to make levity of the situation. And I don't understand the guy. Then we wait a while. I had met him initially at check-in, and then we're waiting for boarding. And then I'm not taking him seriously. Then we board. The lady wanted me to sit closer to her and her son. So one situation even played out before I even made a decision that, okay, I'll just wait for I had been with the lady the moment I landed at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
I had just met herself and her brother. Her brother lives in South Africa, and he saw her off to the airport. So somehow I just jammed them, and she's just quite nice. And her son was on a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he goes to, they fly to the South for medical, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So we board, and then we land in Nigeria, right? And then he comes back again. He's like,
Alpha.
What are you doing, Shakara? And I said to him, and you know, like, it was never like me doing Shakara. It was just, and I said to him, I'm not interested. And he said to me, no, think about it. You should be.
Okay.
He said, look at me. Like,
Okay.
He said, look at me. Like, just.
People are saying this. Obviously, you found love.
No, I've not. Are you playing? He said, look at me. And I'm like, what is there to see? He's like, then he puts out his hand. He's like, look at me.
Wow.
Like, he looks good. He looks fresh. Like, he's, you can, the money's on his skin. Like, you can see that. But I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm not interested. And he's like, leave that thing. Wow. That with good arrangement, the devil can see God. Guys.
Okay.
So first of all, I've never heard that before, and I couldn't stop laughing. He's like, relax, with good arrangements, the devil can see God. And I'm like, sorry, what did... And then I start laughing, and I'm going to go off on a break. Because I put that on Twitter. Apparently, it's a popular phrase in some circles. Oh, Lagos, we'll be right back. What's up, people? We're not going to have two radio shows. We're going to have one. Okay, so about a few minutes before touchdown, 1 p.m. on the clock. And, come on now. We're going to go off on a break. For Lost in the Headlines. Hopefully that arrangement is indeed finalized. Then when we come back, the phone lines are ringing. The WhatsApp messages are crazy. I'm thinking... Don't tell me I found love. Some of you are saying, no. Some of you are happy. Why are you jumping? What are you happy about? We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Uh-huh. So I really want to talk about Chinese people. So we'll have to round off this just like... I'm going to give like another 30 minutes to this. We'll round it off and then we'll go to Chinese goods. Do you know like I'm here? I can't quite hear a little. I can't hear clearly from the headphones. Let's see.
I think it's from you.
Probably, right? Okay, Lagos, hold on. I'm trying to... No, this is good. It's just not loud enough. All right, so I did put out the tweets, really. I laughed for like a long time. So Feta is telling me that that guy is a bad guy. In fact, Feta actually feels like that's a street guy. You know, like all those...
He's been on the street for the longest time. He knows the language.
Yeah, guys, sounds
he's like...
This one says, hold on, I need to... So apparently I put it on Twitter, and then some guys... told me that, oh, it's actually a line and that there are supporting lines to that. Let's even open up the telephone lines while I'm looking for it.
Good.
Oh, so apparently the tweet I put out, which of course is quite vivid because I had just experienced the situation, then I put out a tweet like maybe 4 hours later because I couldn't stop laughing. He actually said, I like you something, 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 because I wasn't listening, right? Then I heard your waist. Then I said to him, I've heard that a lot. It don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean anything to me. Yeah, so that was the line. Yeah, so he said to me something. He just said plenty, and I said, your waist. And I said, oh, but I heard that a lot. It don't mean nothing to me. And he was like, relax. We're good arrangement. The devil can see God. some people are going to hell, and I think that they know that they're going to hell,
and they're ready.
And they're ready to. They're like, look, we know where we're going,
but you want we want you to come with us.
Okay. So I'm going to open up telephone lines, and then we'll just chat about this. That was my last trip. Hold on. What? No,
I'm worried.
Why are you worried, though?
Because, I mean, do you know, I'm...
So, Feta feels like the guy is like, what, like a good old prostitute?
Like, he's been at this thing for the longest time.
And that's not a problem. I'm not even surprised. Of course, though, if it's the girls one, I think I figured that one out.
I mean, he had to see my skin.
No, he didn't say see my skin, but he put out his hand, and he was wearing like a good cotton shirt. What, these ones take care of themselves. Yeah, he was like, look at me. And the look at me was, you might find a fault, right? But it's not going to be a lot type look at me. Yeah. You see, he was even, he was talking about girls. He was like, it's in this Lagos that I see girls in Lagos wear Louboutins on bad roads. He was like, you know, I was like, he was talking to some girl. And she was like, oh, please, can I quickly get like 500K? And he's like, you don't have money. Like, if, like, well, you wear designer bags and you have that shoe and you're asking me for something as little as 500,000. It's like, you don't add up.
What?
And I'm like, ah.
All right. Okay.
Now, the interesting thing is, to be honest, if you want gist, that guy seems to have... He has conversation. Like, I think because...
Like that a lot, right?
Yeah, I think because he's on the streets, right? He has
and
conversation.
And probably well-traveled, too, so...
No, he is actually well-traveled.
So he meets women every day,
he meets women.
He has his conversations.
And I feel that they... I feel like women actually yield to them. That's also something else that I...
A lot.
Yeah, I think women actually yield to them.
I mean,
so.
He has a quote... to drop for every type of woman he meets.
Okay, so I'm going
to tell you, relax.
With good arrangement. The devil can
first,
see.
Hello,
how are you?
This is Moses calling from Lekki. First, how do devil and the angel of God want to even make arrangement? Because they've given devil from the heaven first. So there's no way they can even make the arrangement. Talk less of him seeing God.
That was
Let's
my
put
thought.
That apart.
Exactly.
The truth there is this. If you are feel what love is, you understand what love means. Mm. See, somebody will be hurting you deep down. But because of you love this person, you can't even see yourself uttering a word that will hurt this person. Everything you want to do to this person, you think about it first before saying it. Because you are always... You always care about how the other person will feel. And if it comes to neighborhood, the truth is that there are some people that understand what love is. You love people naturally. And if you see somebody that have love in them, they talk from their heart. Mm. They are always open. They are free. And they always put others first. They never want to hurt anybody.
Okay.
But sometimes you will always hurt people. But if it comes to relationships, trust me, you that love, people always take you for granted because your impatience, sometimes you will have to ask yourself that, am I a fool? Why now? Why me?
Okay. Have you ever loved? Would you love to love?
I'm still loving right now and I'm feeling the pain every day of my life.
Aww.
Like you love this person, you're calling her, it's not returning your call. You are the one calling, you're the one giving, you are the one doing everything. And you are like, can this person even see some things I bought for this person? Just wait and just remember me and just think that this guy, like, let me even call this person.
Wait, you want her to wear something you got for her and remember
I think, like, sometimes you just ask yourself that. This person that you love so much and you're getting things for, you care about, that's why the person is hurting you so much. Then sometimes you just think that when this person wears something you have bought for them, can the person even think about you and just treat you nicely?
No, it doesn't work like that. If they don't have it,
no, I don't say it works like that, Joy. I'm just talking about sometimes what comes to mind.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you love love and that you're looking forward to having
And trust me, I will never believe for one day love does not exist, because God loves us first. So we have to show that love in form.
All right.
And he still loves us despite all the kind of attitude we possess. So even though people hurt you, if you love them, there is still love.
Thank
and
you.
Always be.
Thank you for calling. Hello, how are you? Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Yeah, the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Sister, love is supposed to be natural, unconditional, nurtured by interaction, conversation. You add it with the cash to maintain it. You can't love somebody and decide to be flaming off, to be angry and being dumb and unforgiving with resentment. And are you there?
Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife, I thought if I go take some bottle, come back, she'll be dumb, she will not talk. But whenever I tell her, say, I just want to say, I love you.
First of
all, she will peck me on my ear, on my earlobe. When she pecks me on my earlobe, I have entered heaven.
Thank you. Wow.
I will love.
I wouldn't say anything. I have nothing to say, I think. Hello, are there messages you think we need to read? Sure,
so
please.
Let me read this one first before I start talking about other people who are saying the meeting between God and the devil is possible. Now, this guy says that man you met at the airport, when I grew up, I want to be like him. Banjo from Ago, Okota.
Was it?
Okay, now this one says, good afternoon, Joyce. I'm Mario from Gwagada. I think that statement is true, that with good arrangement, the devil can see God.
No, it's not.
He said, after all, the devil met God to make a bet on Job in the Bible.
Exactly, but that doesn't necessarily require that sort of arrangement. You kind of get it. Like, yeah.
This guy also says, hello, Joyce.
All of you are looking for lions to go and use to deceive girls.
Of Satan and God in the story of parable of Job. Satan had conversations with God. How it happened, I don't know. But
so what's your point? You also want to go and tell your girl that, relax, with good arrangement.
You see, one thing about men, there's this solidarity between all of them.
Don't mind them. That's
they are
what,
always.
Wait, think about it. Like, just think. First of all, I thought it was funny, but not so intelligent. I thought it was really funny, and it makes for good conversation. It makes for funny conversation.
True.
But not enough for me to suggest to myself that, okay, I should open the door. Even God opened the door to Satan once. He ain't doing it twice.
Right.
Why would... Like, what sort of arrangement would make God see the devil? I mean, what... To admit him to heaven to reside. Like, you guys, stop trying to rationalize this thing.
No, this one says, Joyce, love is a sweet thing. I suspected something was up when you came into Ada Blessing's show with that dress that made her scream as if she saw an angel.
No, I'll be keeping it real. No, if it's clothing, I have a wardrobe.
All right, we know that.
Can you imagine? What are you guys even insinuating? Good God.
You think you're really failing? Let me get...
No.
She said you should give her an invitation to come to the wedding in Abia.
No, stop it. No, I mean, like, these things happen, and you're not supposed to necessarily insinuate the best into it. I just think it's good for if you want to waste time.
Mm.
There's really nothing to it. Telephone lines.
All right.
I love you,
Johnny.
Turn off your radio.
I'm just on that. Hello?
I'm with you.
That guy is a bad example.
At least.
And he's not polished.
No, he is, actually.
No. For him to throw that light. No, Joy, don't compromise. What is God? What is devil?
No, I'm not compromising. You're saying he's not polished. He is, actually, but I think he's just a sharp
shooter. It's not just by your appearance, your chances, your etiquette, your politeness, everything that has to do with normalcy in expressing your desire about love, not even to a woman, to everybody, matters most. It counts, honestly. You don't come up with that line. The devil, what do you have in mind? What is the kind of arrangement you have in mind? He has in mind.
Okay. So, well, thank you.
So you think what I think right now. So he thinks he's the devil. And you are probably the light. So no matter how good you think you are, with good arrangement, you probably still fall for him.
That's exactly what he meant. Like, what are you thinking? He told me to chill.
I'm a bad guy, but I know you're a good girl, but man, everybody has a price.
What he, yeah, something like that. It's like, yeah, but he just didn't put it in such a crude manner. It wasn't like, oh, don't worry, you have a price, we can pay, something like that. No, he didn't say it, but I mean, like, the whole parable of the relax, with good arrangement, the devil can see God. Like, this guy lives on the street. That's really, I think, like, this is game. Like, game is his pastime. He likes polo, by the way. Mm. Typical good old northerner. Just good old northerner who's got money, who just thinks we live once.
When we are moving on to the next segment, please end it by saying, ladies, so watch out for these men. They're on the street. Like, they're hunting for you. So, and the tagline is, with good arrangement.
But I think that they've been falling for the deception for the longest time. Hello, how are you? Hi, can you hear me?
Hang on.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Joyce.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah. I think you guys are too serious for my liking.
Okay.
Which guys are serious for you?
You and the previous callers. I just had on the as in the man now.
How? That's not true. We're not being hard on him.
I think I love his clothes.
Yeah, I think he got game, to be honest.
Yeah.
But he's just good for it if you want to chat and laugh. That's what it's good for. It's not good for anything else. That's what I said. Yeah, why are you not saying that? We're being too serious. Yeah, but you can't say, well, don't be serious and not make sense of it. You're making sense of it doesn't mean you're being too serious. But you must make sense of it, because anyhow you slice it, that's a bait. Like, that's something, right? You fall for it, you're a steak on a plate.
And nonetheless, I think there are things you shouldn't take to heart like that.
Nobody's taking it to heart. You're spoiling this conversation. Bye-bye. You're spoiling it. Nobody's taking it to heart. Like, everybody's been having a good laugh until you came by. Hello.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good. Thanks from VI.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
My opinion is that the man you met is a typical player. So it's not really interesting. I think he wanted to chat, because phrase is not a new phrase. It has been there. Among the Eastern, I mean, Igbos there.
Yeah.
This was the first time
I heard it, though.
No, it's a common saying. But what actually is saying is that, cool down. If I bring out time, bring out money and resources and spend, this body weight, they try to say, you will crash.
I got
it. Today.
That's exactly what I got. So maybe maybe that's exactly what I got from that.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's saying. Say, for I never get time. If I get time, get more. If I spend, if I follow you up, if I make you my love interest, you will crash.
Jehovah Napwe Kwensi.
Maybe you should have told him, I'd love to see you try.
No, I don't want him to try. That you say, hey, so another day will come. We'll talk about ladies who make men try. Who eats the guy?
But you already know your game.
Yeah, but
he wants to play games.
So I'm not a player. I don't mentally. No. But honest to God, I'm not a player, even mentally. So I have a good laugh. But I don't do that mental thing, that manipulating. I don't know how to do it. I'm too straight for that.
Sometimes people need.
So if
to
I,
be.
Yeah, but you. So the ladies who play the game, I don't know what their stories are, but I can't do it. I can't do it. So another time we'll talk about ladies who accept gifts when they know that they don't want this person, they don't like this person, but they string the person on, take the gifts, take the money, take the, and then before the guy does it to them, that is, then they say, yay, stop calling me. Sorry, my phone has a problem. Like, yeah, we should talk about that, because... Sure. A guy was on Instagram 2 weeks ago swearing for one girl that he bought flight ticket for.
Yeah, she didn't call.
He said...
She replied him now.
Oh, I didn't see the reply. He was practically crying, and his girlfriend made a video.
Yeah, it was girlfriend, yeah.
Look, so a guy, oh good God, a guy buys another girl tickets for her to come see him, and she doesn't make it, and takes pictures with another guy and posts on Instagram. The guy makes, makes a video swearing for that one, if you don't send my money back. In fact, let me not tell you what's going to happen to you. Just send my money back. I saw you taking pictures with another guy. And then his girlfriend makes a video crying on Instagram saying... that the painful thing is that her family knows her with him. So
that's the person that I love after my eye.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk to you. Hi, how are you, Nigeria Info?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
There's your friend calling back.
Okay, real quick.
Yes, that guy is one bad guy. One dangerous bad guy.
He's not dangerous. We're not going to use the term dangerous. He's just a player. We know it. That's okay.
With the term that he used.
It's okay. That's what players do, right?
Okay. Well, every day of my life, I wish you good. You know?
Thank you.
You have made a lot of impact on humanity. And your days in Cool FM, I learned a lot from you. You know, I was even telling my wife this morning that I've learned a lot from Joyce, and you are just one really personality that I admire to meet one day.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Tell us your name. Go ahead, real quick.
Yeah, my name is Mohammed.
Yeah, hi, Mohammed.
Yeah, and... I'm calling you from the States right now.
What state? The U.S.?
Let me tell you... Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you something about love. Love... I love... As I am talking to you now, I love you not because I see you or something else. I love you just because of your voice. This is a number one something you should think of.
Oh, sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I can even work for you for free.
I like that.
Yeah,
nice.
Just because of your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, if you say that I'm lying, just check on me.
I can just hire you to test
that.
You, right? All right.
Yeah, bye.
Pickup lines. Okay. So everybody's now trying to drop their own pickup lines.
No, so right. I think what life is you have to know what you want. And then you have to refuse everything else that you don't want.
True.
Based just as simple as that. So I know that the guy's rich. I know he's got money. I know he's got game. And I have to choose whether I want to be in that situation or I don't. Okay. And I'm not uncertain as to where I want to be and if I want to be there. I'm clear that I don't want to be. So everything else after that is just what's happening right now. Laughs, kicks. Then all of you be telling me all the lines. Please tell girls what lines they have to be looking for now. What they have to, because it's like you have to see the devil coming, right?
I've heard this one now. I want to work under you or something like. What did you just say now? That he wants to work for you.
He'll work.
That's also a line I will be looking. Yeah, okay.
I like you so much. I'll work for free.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. My vineyard is full. Got workers all over the place. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome. Don't spoil this conversation.
I don't have any pickup lines.
You're so rustic. Like, I don't even know how you woo girls. You have no swag. You have no... There's
Joyce.
Nothing. You just nothing. You're just...
Yes. Yeah.
You're like bone.
Yes.
Okay.
I think the man should run a master class for people like us.
I agree. Yeah.
I think he should. I think he should. The other time you said you just met someone within a few minutes and he told you he liked you. So
yeah.
I'm asking, how long does it take or should it take to like someone?
Actually, to be honest with you, I think I understand that. I mean, I said it because of what the liking he insinuated.
Okay.
Yeah. He likes me, I get it. That even happens all the time, not just to me, but to other people. You meet them, 5 minutes conversation, you already like them. Like, you like what they give, right? Yeah. So it was the liking. Yeah, it was yo, I like you. And, wow.
I get it.
Yes, dude, it was 2 minutes ago.
Wow.
Yeah, that was just it.
And that is life, dude.
Well, no, as you can see.
Like I said, I think the man should run a master class. He should.
For boys without gang.
He just talked about the guy who was crying over a girl who he sent money to come over.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I also
but you see, the thing with this guy I met, he's rich. So money won't be his problem. If it's to send you money for tickets, he won't have a problem with that.
And even if you don't show up.
If you don't show up, he's on to the next girl. Like, that's what it looks like.
The ultimate thing is, like you said, know what you want. If you know what you want, you can't easily fall for that.
Yeah, if you know what you want.
But you know, a lot of people out there, you know, this ojikokoro, covetousness. So
that's,
you tend to fall.
Uh-huh. No. Yeah, no, they go for it. So that, and then they fall into a pit. I think that's what happens to people.
Mm-hmm.
They go
for it. I think your partner there is learning from you.
God will help
her. Should do.
Yeah, thank
you.
Trying
to watch out. But nonetheless, no matter how careful you are, if you are not being real, you will still fall.
No. If I think it's not careful, it's knowing what you want and being honest with yourself. So you see, now I'm choosing not to play any game.
And that is you. Maurice, I'm saying, if you don't know what you want, I'm not talking to you in particular.
Oh, okay.
Here you get. Once you don't know what you want, you can easily be swayed by flows now. We know how this thing goes, Joyce.
And this guy has been long in this game, so it will take me some practice to really beat him at his game.
We meet different guys on daily basis with different kind of thinking. So, no matter how pretty some are, they fall for this line, Joyce. I know you know that.
I know. He told me too. It's not like he just mentioned it. Thank you.
I just want to ask, maybe you are like ratio 1 to 100. So, 99 is still on our side.
Ah, that didn't sound good. Hello, the Sunny Side, how are you doing? Hey, can you hear? Fata, can you see?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
Afternoon, welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. It's good to have you.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, this is better speaking.
Okay. So you're whispering. You want to give us lines?
Well, no. Actually, I just want to know. I'm getting myself confused here. Like, what you are, people are commenting on concerning the guy you met. Are we discussing about that, or we're discussing about love?
Oh, no. So, if you want to talk about love, I mean, you can talk about it. That was just pretty much a sidebar. That's just a side joke.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Because I wish it were a love moment, but it isn't. It's one of those traps Satan sets for you, and if you're stupid enough.
Definitely, you belong to a different world. Okay.
You also think I'm alien,
you belong,
right?
Both of you belong to different, you know, school of thought.
Who are who? Wait, what did you say?
You and the other guy, yeah.
Me and what guy?
The guy you met.
The guy you met.
No, now, that one is on the street and he has money.
So that scenario doesn't exist for me, so that's why I don't want to put my mouth. I just want to speak about love.
Yeah, have you tried it? Did it work?
No. Actually, I deliberate over what we could call love. I want to ask this question. I mean,
okay.
Are people really confused about what love really means?
Yes.
Are people confusing the word love, that L-O-V-E, four letter words? Does it really, covers all what people think it is?
Are you going to tell us something we don't know?
That is why people find it difficult to cope with it, because it comes with responsibilities. Maybe people are really confusing mere feelings, likeness, for love.
Wait.
Because that word love really is really confusing people. This day.
Guy, you're not saying anything, or you're just frightening us. So, like, what are you saying that you're not saying?
Seriously. Because people are abusing that word. It has depth.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the understanding of that word.
Okay,
Lord,
open a master class. Let's enroll. Because at this point, there's something you know that we don't.
Yes.
Are you going to do that?
You have hacked love.
I'm just looking from the perspective of people. You said some people say love doesn't exist, but it really exists. It depends on where you see it from. Those people that are saying love doesn't exist, they took it for another thing. Like, I don't think understand it. So at the end of the day, when the responsibilities start, you know, coming in, and they don't just want to shoulder the responsibility.
Oh, I lost you. Look, thank you. We're off on a break. Lagos, Nigeria. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Someone sent me a message, said thought-provoking quote. Like, you, and it's all guys in my comment section laughing. Someone said, on a good arrangement, Satan can go to heaven. This is actually a political excerpt from, I think, Political Science 101, POL 101. Another, don't buy what you can comfortably borrow, from ECO, is that economics? 101. Mm-hmm. So someone in my comment section is telling me that in his school, the statement, on a good arrangement, Satan can go to heaven, is an actual thing in the academic field. Oh. And I guess that's political science. I don't know. What else is P in your subject at school? It's P in political science. Yeah. So it's POL 101. And then he puts another quote, don't buy what you can comfortably borrow, ECO 101. Mm-hmm. But that's for countries now where... Well, thank you. All of you. Who knew that this was an academic school of thought? Imagine what's in our schools. Okay, WhatsApp.
Now, this guy sends this picture that says, decade is 10 years, century 100 years, millennium is 1,000 years, together forever is now 8 months. That's reality this day.
Now, that's so funny because he actually has a point. People who say we marry and we live happily ever after. Mm. Look, this story on one hand, or this gist on one hand, is just supposed to be fun. We're making levity of the situation, yeah. But I personally think that, and that's also what I was trying to explain to Fatah off air while she was asking me a question about, you know, the individual. Personally, I don't blur my own lines. I don't play the game. Yes, no. You see it? So I'm not going to... So Feta was like, what if I told the guy to try? To try and press...
Mean that you already have a resolve? Like, you're not going to date him? No, or...
So that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You have a resolve, but you tell him to try. The problem with Satan...
he wants to show like he's wise, you know?
No. He's not showing that he is wise.
Or smart.
The serpent is wise. He's not showing. Mm. And the problem with this guy is that he's not only... He has the money. So this one can wait you out. This one's... He looks like kind of who just...
You just budget 3M for like...
Just wait. Just wait. He looks like all this kind of... Who can just wait? just wait. And so you set yourself up. Because you want someone to impress you, and then you allow them impress you, and you forget that pleasure is seductive. Pleasure seduces you.
True.
Pleasure is not an isolation of your own stimulus. Pleasure stimulates you, and you respond in like manner. So they seduce you, they impress you. And when these guys have money and they're not stingy, like a caller said, like pretty much what he gets from the statement is, if I make time and I put money on this, I can, my bet is maybe at least I might come that close. If I don't get you altogether, I'll come that close. I'm not going to put myself in that situation. I'm not doing from jump. So if we're going to be friends, he knows it on the stance of, we can be friends and we can laugh about stuff like this. You see it.
Sure.
But it's not going to be that we're hanging out under the guise that I want him to impress me.
Okay.
So I think I make my life easy by not lying to myself. You just tell it as it is. And if they like you, they want to be friends with you. Yeah, they want to be friends with you. They don't want to be friends with you. I'm good. I can pay my own dinners. I can pay my car bills. I can. So you got nothing to impress me with.
True. Word.
No. But think about it. Like, what you going to do for me? I can take care of me.
Well, that, what she said, plus... Let me see you try. Being that there's nothing you want to do for me that I can't do for me.
No, don't try. So Feta keeps repeating this, I should tell the guy to try. It's, you're baiting him.
Because you know you won't fall.
Yeah, he looks like he's over 50. If he has done this successfully the last 30 years of his life. And you see, the problem is when someone is waiting for you to gap, like waiting for you to slip.
Gonna catch
you. Remember, it's not your game. It's his game.
It's his game, yeah.
And you're telling him, impress me. Because your own eyes on his money, right?
No.
And he will... Then why do you want to be impressed?
Because of the statement he made.
You Nigerian girls are the ones creating your own problems.
Yes, I'm a Nigerian. But yeah, I get it. I get the fact that you have to really take heed lest you fall.
Ha.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
It's like... It's like sense. Something is not. I mean,
but Mr. Larry Hill is saying that he likes that guy.
Okay,
that guy gets good line. Joyce, I think you should go at least on one date with him. Oh, this guy will be great if he gets to know you. Trust me. If the dates did not go well, I will make you a free classic dress. I'm a designer. His name is Mr. Larry Hill from Governors Road in Lagos.
Oh, hi, Larry. Look, I think I'd like to hang out with the guy. I think he has a very good sense of humor. I don't have a problem with hanging out with him. But we know what we're doing. Basically that. Yeah. So wait, you'll make me the dress after the hangout? Aren't you supposed to make the dress before the hangout?
No, he says that if he doesn't go well...
If the hangout doesn't go well.
Yeah, he'll make you a dress.
No, I think I'm a good communicator. It would go well. So if the hangout goes well, you will now make the dress. Mm. What sort of bargain is that? You don't even know how to strike a deal. hello. Hi, how are you? Sorry. I'll make you back. I'm glad that all the guys on the show today seem rather impressed by this one. Hi.
Hello, Joy.
Hi, how are you?
This is mostly fine. The truth there is this. Love keeps memories, not pain. Nobody that will love you will get anything for you and request for it back. Maybe because it caught you with something or somebody.
Mm.
Because the truth there is this. Somebody that loves you cannot bear your pain.
Don't worry.
Cannot see you go through any pain.
One day, at this point,
so
let's have our
never.
Own way.
No, don't all, worry. All you want to do is to keep memories with you.
Ah. Okay. I mean, you're right. But yes. I think it's good to have your own thing in case they change their mind tomorrow.
No, you know, me, I'm a different person. Every time when I call all this show, everybody always see that Moses think different. Me, I'm a free thinker. I don't mind everybody with it. Think the way the world thinks because they want to always be loved.
I would hope that you pray as much as you
sense
think.
Of reason of, yeah.
Yeah, I hope pray as much as you think.
Why not? I love my God.
No, I didn't
and
ask
God,
if you love your God.
The Bible shaped the way I think.
Right.
The Bible,
thank
my
you.
God shaped the way
thank
I
you.
Think.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. I know. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Yeah, you know you can just do this. Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yes, I
could you speak up for me? Onyeka,
hello?
I'm with you. Just speak up. Go ahead. I'm with you. Yeah, I can. You're just kind of funky. Go ahead.
I've been listening to the conversation, but there's something you said that I wanted to check in something. You said that guy has money. Yeah, most of those guys like that, they live on ladies, rich ladies. That money you think he's bragging about, he gets it from those ladies.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's do something. There are some men who live on women's monies, and there are some men who have their own money. I don't know that you can suggest, hold on this, I'm not even suggesting that he's living on anybody's money. I don't even care. But I don't think we should suggest that he's living on a woman's money. Like, some men do that, but those are the younger men.
Okay.
Largely, that's the younger men. The older men, pretty much, most of them have their money. And he's older.
No. See, there are professionals. There are ladies. As we speak now, they are not into serious relationship. What they are busy women as in working class, creative, have something upstairs, not layabout ladies. What they do is that they have this kind of guys. What they do is in the morning, they go and gym up, get themselves ready, twist up, shave their beards, and clean up very well.
Sound like you live in Abuja.
Yes.
But that happens in Abuja a lot.
They know
right?
how to connect them, Joyce. Their business is to go give good ladies good sex, and they are paid for it. That's what they do.
What?
Do you understand? Ladies know them, and they go out for it. They don't talk about love, emotions, and all of that. No, that one does not come to play in what they do.
Are you saying that this is an industry?
They make money. Hello?
Is this an industry?
It is. It exists in Joyce.
No, hold on. Let me see if I get you. You're assuming that there's... You're actually saying that there are new kind of guys who live on women's money?
Yes.
And their objective is to just look good and be boyfriends to these women.
Yes, they are exactly what ladies are looking for because there is something about sex that people tend to run away from. So those that understand the chemistry and go out for it, they have it. Ladies pay for it, good one. And guys that know how to give it out, they
You speak about this thing as though it has a different class from prostitution. Like, you're just talking prostitution. Yeah,
this one is a classic way of doing it. Leave the ones that are the hungry ladies and boys that are there in the night negotiating. These are working class, multi-millionaire working ladies that are made, and they are single. It is separated for one reason. They have their money.
Okay, wow.
And they are not in the business of, you know, getting themselves messed up by one kind guy in the neighborhood. So they go all out for the professional ones that know, understand what they want.
Why are you using the term professional? Why? Professional
is that you dedicate.
What?
Okay, what's the meaning? Give me the best word. Now, professional, I feel somebody who does something with some kind
like
of...
Like a career prostitute. That's what you're saying?
Yes. That's what those guys...
Nice talking with you. I can't even handle any more of that. Well, so I think I've heard something like that happens in Abuja, right?
Sure.
Probably also happens in Lagos.
Why not?
Yeah? Uh-huh. Probably also happens in Lagos. Nah, I'm tired. God. Career prostitute.
True.
Well,
they have a name now.
No, they don't have. Do they have a name?
No, there's something they call people, men who do that, right?
Career prostitutes?
Gigolos?
Isn't the gigolos the one for the older women?
No. That's what we call them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like you have female prostitutes, male, masculine, feminine thing.
No, but this class is an industry. It's called professional. I mean, she kept saying professional. I'm like, wait. So, like,
they have an office? Just joking. I know it doesn't make sense.
Like an escort. I don't know. But that was quite imaginative of her.
Okay.
Oh, it's going everywhere now. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hey. Can you hear me? I don't think you can. Hello? Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hello? Voice.
Oh, welcome. What's your name?
My name is Victory.
Welcome, Victory.
Yes. Joyce, talking about what the lady that just said now, yes, there is.
Is what?
I know someone who does that, and... for 3 years now, he has been living in a certain hotel in Lagos here. He doesn't have a house. He stays in a hotel. And he's fresh. If you see him, the explanation you're giving about the guy you saw, that one is just a cheap thing. If you see this one, he's very, very good looking. Well built. He travels and all that. He gets paid, like he gets the calls, and he's very secretive. When he moves, nobody knows.
Wow,
that's what he does. Yeah,
like a career prostitute.
Yeah, I think that's.
Yes, he's good at it.
No, hold on. Does he have one customer?
No, he. It's more. It's a contract thing. They just call him. Are you available? Yes. So he gives you the full package. Half day,
full day.
Yeah, hey, that kind of thing. All night.
Very all night. I don't know why I started this conversation.
But seriously, I saw one interview like that on social media about that guy who was talking about his greatest achievement would be being one of the biggest and most popular prostitutes.
Male prostitute?
Yeah, gigolo in the world.
Nigerian?
He's Nigerian, actually. Says how he travels around. The job has exposed him to meeting a lot of people. He didn't name drop. Don't worry. Don't
of course, scared. Yeah.
Then he's like, oh, he's gone to Kenya, this, that. And they asked him, what are your charges? And he's like, oh, fine. He's just, you know. And he was really happy sitting down in the corner. The camera wasn't him.
Aspire.
You know.
Work hard.
I mean, he said this is his talent. This is something he can actually do. And so, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay, so I know people do. Well, I've never really referred to it as male prostitute. But to now, you know, reconfigure my thinking to now accommodate the possibility that this is an industry. And there are professionals in the industry. I thought you had to be a professional with something more.
Mm-mm.
something. Anyway, it also you have. I was going to say something you have to sweat over, but that, you also sweat over that one. All right, great.
Hello, Joyce.
How are you?
Oh wow, I never knew that. Hi, welcome. Tell us your name.
Right. Good morning. My name.
Goodman is your name. Thank you. Go ahead. Goodman.
Yeah. I just thank God for you. And that guy would have used you for suya or pepper soup or something. I think it just, it kind of, to him, it's like a game. So you know when someone goes to anything and they aren't, and they're looking for a target, and, you know, they
yeah, but I think you guys are telling me horrifying stories. I mean, I didn't think this hard about it, but it sounds like maybe things like this happen in society then. I didn't think this hard. I don't even think he's that kind of guy.
I actually think he is. That's the kind of line that it's just because of the kind of person you are. You're not that kind of girl that, and I'm sure he will be shocked, like, wow, this didn't work for this person. And some of them go to the higher extent of using charms and all that.
Yo, like, dude.
I'm telling you, maybe because you have the light and it's shining, so the spells of darkness can come on you. You know, so that's what I would say, because some other girls were falling hook, line, and sense for all that. And
Wait, they be using charms on each other? Like, the women use charms on the men, and then the men use charms on the women, right?
Oh, definitely. Men use charms for ladies. So I think men even have a more powerful chance for ladies, because they mix it up with that kind of hilarious kind of thing that ladies fall
for. Yeah, sense of humor,
yeah, those
very
kind of
light
things that ladies, and then now when the ladies are now open to it, they now release the spell, and then if you don't have the lights, you fall for it.
Yo,
yeah.
Lagos, well, thank you thank you very much for calling. And I think maybe there's something interesting about the conversation is like it went from just gist to what happens undercover in society today. Mm-hmm. And I never ever thought of him ever, but to even see, to hear experience, like someone calls and says his friend is a professional.
I mean, he heard you speak, he's like, wow, okay, she could be rich.
No, I didn't think. Well, that's.
I'm just saying, like, if they're coming from this angle, no.
Yeah, so, no, maybe not the guy that I met. Maybe.
Maybe people.
Maybe, yeah, maybe people go out there and then they seek a. So, I guess maybe what I can say to you is if you're going to go out, that's the thing, is it happens before you go out. Like, you must know what you want in life so that regardless of the trick in the air, you're almost safe. And you know what I mean when I say you're almost safe? Like, the thing don't click. So, because when you're looking to benefit from a trick, then maybe you fall for the trickster. Okay, telephone lines. Oh, wow. I'm
sure you don't want to read this message from this person.
Let's read the message and then we can go back. Sure.
No. She says, good afternoon, Miss Joyce. Love is dead. The only thing closest to unconditional love. Wow, let me read it the way she said it. The only closest thing to true unconditional love anyone can get is the love of a good mother. Trailer crushed and kill true love. Marriage is a business. I have what you want in a man, you have what I want in a woman, then boom, we agree to marry. Go and check the characteristics of love and equate it with what you see in people who claim to be in love, then you realize it's a scam. Nobody loves anybody. If I could get through on the phone line, I would have explained better.
And that's a lady?
Says,
thank you. So, wait. She said trailer crushed.
And killed. I think she was there when it even happened. Somewhere around that.
Oh, wow. But is that true? I can understand. I don't know.
This is a guy.
It seems like it's a guy, right? Mm. Oh, I'm a guy. Thank you. But that's not true. And I think I can understand why you might even think that. But that's not true. Okay, telephone lines. No, that's not true at all. Hello?
Hello, Joyce.
Welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I'm blazing.
Okay.
Yes, I think, everybody has been speaking about the guy you met and all that, but I am particularly much more interested in your own understanding about the scenario. Why you didn't really take the guy serious?
Oh, I'm not looking. I'm not searching for love or boyfriend. I'm not searching. That's why. I'm not looking for anything. So it's like, it was like,
okay,
reflex.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? Yeah, okay. What kind of person would you attract to yourself in these two people I want to describe? Someone
you emotionally like. Like, I use the word like. And someone that has everything that you can work with. You don't necessarily just like the person, but he has everything that you can work with.
Oh, I don't like the person, but he has everything I can work with.
Yeah.
I don't like him. That's it.
What?
I don't like him.
But
none.
Would you like to
none.
Have to yourself?
And I think it's not so simplified. So, I don't like someone, but he has everything I can work with. Then if he has everything that I can work with, then I probably would like him based on my human perspective or human summation of the things, quote unquote, I think
wow.
I like. Yeah. So
wow.
I can like that person as a friend, but not as a lover. For you to be, for you to be my lover, I would better be. In fact, it's better for you that I'm in love with you. If I'm not in love with you, I can't stay anywhere. It's love or nothing. Love or nothing.
What do you think? Do you think we make you love a person?
God would have to give me the gift to love. Love or nothing. I can't tolerate things. So I'll see something, and then the mother will come and say, you know, stay. You know that marriages have problems. That's not for me, honey. No, you're not talking to me. No, I'm not going to stay. Love or nothing. You see, I'm not telling you like this, like that. Maybe, maybe not. Love or nothing.
Do you know
is that
what
clear?
I'm trying to get from you?
What? Did they snatch you from the wind? What happened? I'm so sorry I lost you. He's trying to get something. I'm not sure what it is. But I think I also understand you're trying to get something. And I'm hoping I'm able to give it to you. For me, it's love or nothing. If it's not love, I can't. All that, play the game, go back. Like Fata would say, tell him to prove. Don't prove it. I can pay my own dinners, man. Nah, don't do it. I can buy my ticket. Nah, don't. No. I'm not doing that. So we're either good friends or we're nothing. We're in love or we're nothing. It's black or it's white. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Okay. I didn't. This was not the point.
Should I be the dog lady?
So first of all, there's so much conversation happening off air. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I did start off the show wishing you love. And I think that there is something about love that you must know. And maybe the only way you can know it is when you experience it. If you experience it. So there are quite a number of messages here, but one just caught my eye. Before we go to the guy from France, let's talk about the guy who... Are you ready? You have the message?
Yes.
There's a WhatsApp message here.
Mm-hmm.
I want for everybody to, you know, hear. And I would love witnesses at this point because maybe y'all just talk so much, but you don't quite prove what you believe. Mm. Let's hear him.
He says, his name is Damien. He says, Joyce, you can never get a full love in one package. You yourself have your own flaws, and if you really, really wish to marry, you will have to stop looking for complete love in one package.
Stop.
Because
wait, no, before you hit that, because please wait, Damien, are you assuming that I have flaws, or are you telling me that I have flaws?
He says you have.
Okay, good. So I think that when you say something like that, you're a puppet of culture. You're a puppet of the social construct. You're a puppet of conditioning. So you haven't met me, but you already presuppose that there is a flaw. Without proof, without facts, you just... And I'm not even trying to defend it. I'm just trying to say that until you know it, you don't know it. So then I know you're going to come back with, but nobody's perfect. It's like you're not moving. You're not learning this thing. You're not paying attention. It's you supposing because you're a puppet of culture. You're a puppet of conditioning. So let's highlight that. So already between me and you, that's already a flaw on your part. Go ahead.
Now he says because you have to stop looking for love, complete love in one package because you can't get it. Get married first and build on the love, or do you intend to remain single for life? He asks.
There's nothing wrong with being single. And I don't know why anybody would. And maybe some people even get married, and the only reason that they marry is so that they are not single. They marry for companionship. And if you are going to be honest, there are many people who are in marriages and are single. I watched an Asofia movie, one home video years ago. And I'm going to really paraphrase it. The lady, I don't know what the lady's husband did to Asofia, right? And then, so she gets into a confrontation with Asofia. And I think Asofia is trying to ask her out. And then she tells Asofia, I'm married, or you know I'm married. And he says to her, you're married? That thing you have at home, is that a husband? Is that nne, you're a widow? Look, I think there are many characters I've seen on television. I think Asofia is unmatched. We laughed so hard. And it's funny because maybe it's the laughter is really the memory. And basically, what I'm trying to say, that many of you suppose that you are in marriages, but you're either a widow or a widower. And you're not even physically alone, like you got company. And I think that you make judgments based on fear. You suppose that, well, I will marry and it will grow. And then you say that thing about you can't find love in one person. I'm not looking for all the love in one person. I said, the guy who was trying to get something out of me was saying, so what kind of person would you love? And I said, it is a gift. It is given to you. And I said, it has to be a gift because left to me, I couldn't stay. Which answers your question of people are what people can be. Mm-hmm. But if you love them unconditionally, then that is the best form of commitment you can either give and also get back in return. So chances are you haven't been listening. And I'm hoping that whether before you marry or now that you are probably married, that your judgment or interpretation of love and union is clear, so that you're not holding back for fear and you're not making a decision based on fear. So I don't have a problem being alone. Actually, I think the best thing that has happened, haven't I told you that I'm a man fashioned in silence? I have no qualms at all being alone. I think that the best part of me has emerged from being alone. And I have introduced you to silence, and I have told you so much about silence. I don't have the problems that some of you have. We're good in the hood. We're not in the hood, actually.
I'm just really waiting to talk about Charles from France, really.
Who's that?
Because he keeps sending the messages.
Charles from France. Yeah, mm-hmm. Charles, what you got?
It says, Joyce, I'm a secret admirer. Please, nice. Can I have your contact? Because sure. I really love to communicate with you. Yeah. The last time I saw you was at Silver Bird somewhere in Amadou Bellaway.
Okay.
You later joined Chris. Oop, he's dropping names.
Who's that?
Chris Ubosi around the gallery jesting with him. Joyce, you've been on my mind for ages now. Charles from France. This happened over a decade ago, he says. But I'll be in Nigeria soon. I've seen you coming up from Spa in VI. Seeing you again at Fun Turf on Lekki Phase 1 with your camera.
Yeah, monitoring spirit.
Joyce, have been a secret admirer since your days with money. Back then, you were living around Lawansin Axis. This guy is... He knows deep.
So, he's not an admirer.
He's what?
He just emerged from the woodworks.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not an admirer.
Okay.
He cannot remember that he admired me today. He cannot recall. Like, today cannot be the day of his awakening.
What if?
No, what if not?
He says it's, I ain't joking.
That's your problem. That's you're listening. I'm not. Don't worry, Fata.
All right.
Maybe you need to be bitten. So the Jesus said that the serpent would bruise your heel, mm-hmm. but you will smash his head. I'm waiting for you to be bruised at the heel.
Why?
Yeah, because I think your eyes are you're not aware
that
the serpent is at your heel.
No, he's not. He's nowhere close to me, please.
Oh goodness! I think you need to be bitten.
No,
and then you become aware.
What makes you think I haven't been? Okay.
And then you not realize that. I think you get to a point in life where, well, that's except you have a relationship with God. Like, if God don't say, you don't move. But Charles, are you the guy who said he was going to send me a Christmas gift? So apparently I got a message last week from a guy who said he was going to send me something for Christmas. I don't think this is the person, Feta, because you told me about the message.
Yeah.
Is this a person?
No, I don't think he is.
So this is another person. Just send a Christmas gift. Sorry, I will take it, but nothing mm-hmm. more. Thank you.
Yeah.
Really.
All right. So, phone lines or messages?
Well, I think you should read more messages because I need to.
Now, this one says, Joyce is so deep. who can understand?
No, what if you? We have Jota and Pen. I guess you can.
It says, well, the way marriage works is not based on love. It attracts more than just loving someone. Joyce is high off the ground of norms and deeper than the level of mankind. I wonder.
Patrick
from Ogba.
Patrick, no. Please don't say. What did he say about love not being marriage or marriage not being love? What's that?
It says.
Love is not marriage.
It's not based on love. It attracts more than just loving someone. Something is now higher than love. Okay.
Patrick, do yourself this favor, or at least let this be a form of assignment from me to you. Yeah. And if you ever find anything greater, please stop me for a conversation. Find out what do you know to be greater than love. And it must be something. Something that we can all refer to, point at, have a name for. Find something that you can identify beneath the sun that's greater than love. Because I guess maybe you have the philosophy or school of thought that love is not enough. So find it. And then let's have a conversation about it. Because I think there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with the thought that marriage is not based on love. Then what is it based? What is it for? Just having kids? Look, marriage cannot even be based on kids these days because scientists are giving you children from labs. Like they I mean, what's IVF, right? They take from the woman just carries it. They take egg from here, take sperm from here, shake it in one small plastic, this thing like that. And I'll put it. I'm sorry for trivializing it, but you know, just they've gone further now. They have like artificial wombs. Please read it. They have artificial wombs where the baby can grow physically. Like you wake up, you look at the incubator and the thing is, the fetus is growing. So I think children are one thing, but it's got to be deeper than that. It's got to be deeper because didn't Jesus say that he's the bride and God is the... Didn't he use a sort of a figurative reference to qualify himself and God? It's got to be deeper than just... Then what else is there? Some of you even have children that don't like you and they grow older or don't like you enough. Telephone lines. It's love or nothing. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, lady. How are you? It's good to hear the ladies.
Oh, good afternoon.
Hi, lady.
Market woman.
All right.
Joy.
What?
Can you be a counselor? Oh.
You can't pay me enough.
Just open office. Besides, it's your work.
Besides,
you will make a lot of money.
Now you're talking.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yeah? Okay.
Market woman is telling you the truth now.
I know.
There is nothing that is greater than love in this life. Again, 80% people that are married, they are single. So, being you single is a gift. Let me tell you.
That's...
So, nobody should talk about that at all.
That's a 5-star right
there.
So,
there are many things you will discover as you are there. So, that marriage can stop you not to do. So, let them not just come at that one. I trust you, Shah. God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. And this is to say that we're not blindly arrogant of the things that we believe. We can prove them. And we have deeper understanding. I have deeper understanding of the things that I say. And I can defend them and I can prove them. And if you're willing to listen, I can show you what happens in my consciousness. And then you can make a judgment of yourself. Yeah. Hi. Feta, someone says you want me to be married. What was that?
Yeah. The person says that he thinks your assistant just wants you to get married.
Hello, handsome.
It's okay. I'm Joyce. Yeah.
How are you? Afternoon to you.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Alex.
Welcome, Alex. Yeah. So you're whispering. Thank you.
I'm happy hearing it's okay, boys.
No, it's Feta. Her name is Feta. F-E-T-A.
Oh, nice. Okay.
No, Feta.
Okay, Feta.
Feta.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nice to hear from you as well. Well, what I want to chip in, there's nothing as powerful as love. The power of love is what upholds the entire creation. So there's nothing that can beat that.
Some people say that marriage is not built on love. What's it built on? What do you think?
From my own perspective, opinion, it's built on love. What does the scripture tell us? So there's nothing you can add to it or subtract from that.
Maybe there is. Maybe you and I don't know. We have to wait for them to tell us. Maybe you and I don't know.
Well, Let's wait and see.
Let's wait and see. That's it. Let's wait and see. So some of you say that love is not a foundation for love. Then you owe me a conversation. Then what is?
Yeah, this guy says the reason why he says that is because he says, if you disagree, I'll ask you just one question. Have you ever seen a couple in the divorce court say to the judge, I gave him or my 6 years of love, I want half of my love back? No, right? Instead, they go demanding for half of the properties, assets, or money. So it's a business. True love used to be in the past, not in this time.
So the Igbos have a parable. And a family friend told me that recently. I think I was supposed to take a flight somewhere. Mm. And something happened and I had to either go or ask for a refund. Mm. And then the refund, the airline was going to take $200. For cancellation. And then he told me something in Igbo. He said to me that the Igbo say, rather than the whole cow going running away, that you cut some parts of the cow. So I think it's supposed to imply, and if you're Igbo and you know the parable, you need to help us out here. He says maybe the cow is probably about either a cow or a goat or something, but an animal, you know, that maybe you have an animal, the animal is about to run away. Instead, for all of the animal to be a loss, you cut a part of it and you keep some to yourself. So I think that when people go to court during a divorce and they ask for property, it is like they're trying not to totally lose. They're saying, well, at least let me come out with one house, or let's split the money. I've given you time. Maybe time I should have been working and saving, but I've lost everything and maybe this is the least I can get out of it. That's not the best they could have gotten from the marriage. It's the least they are getting. And I guess they're just fighting so they don't lose everything. That's what I think. Hi. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. Turn up the volume of your radio set.
The volume?
Turn up the volume of your radio set. You tell us your name and you can go ahead. All right? Hello.
So, Joyce. I heard one woman, James, is calling from Solo.
Yeah.
I'm not in support of you doing a cancel or because the one woman just called, market woman.
Mm.
They, being a single is not a good thing, although Jesus Christ did not marry.
Mm.
But he will be watching him, but he was not advised not to marry.
Yeah.
He decided. So if you decide not to marry, it's on your own. The decision must come from something personal, not to be advised. So
relax. She didn't say anything like that. She only told me to open up a counselor office. What do you think about that?
Yeah, counselor office. Your own counselor will be mostly on the not to marry now. What do you expect? Yes, we are listening to you now.
So you
thank
think?
You.
Okay, I guess you think all of my education is just wow. Hi. What do you say? Hello. Afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello, Judge.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, this is my name.
Okay.
The guy here asked you, what are you wanting, guy?
Thank you. Okay, sure. It's good. You look so good.
Yeah. Actually, please. You're losing your weight, Joyce.
I'm losing my weight?
Yes.
What do you mean I'm losing my weight?
Your intelligence weight.
I'm losing my intelligence weight.
Yeah.
You didn't hold on, wait. You didn't confer it on me. You are not the one to determine that.
Wait. Well, you know why I say so? The moment people keep calling in and appraising, like praising you, it drags you a little bit low.
What?
Yeah, it's not bringing more from you.
What?
Yes, some intelligent people want more from you, but when people just call to praise, it brings you to some certain level.
Guy, what are you chewing, man? What you saying? What
that
do you mean, people?
See, I'm expecting more from you. Seriously,
I'm just enjoying you. Don't expect from me as much as you expect from yourself. But hold on a second, though. You're not going to tell me how I respond to praises. You didn't feed me knowledge on my reaction to pub. No, stop. Don't misrepresent me, either because you don't understand me or because you don't understand me. Don't do that.
Yeah, Joyce.
You don't feed my ego. You do nothing for me. I wonder if you do enough for yourself.
I am
so
not
don't
rubbing
come on.
Anything.
You're saying I'm depreciating my. What did you say?
Don't misconcept my point, okay?
No, your point was wrong. No, your point was wrong.
Well, maybe to you, maybe the way I actually express myself.
Yeah, that was wrong.
Okay. I mean, don't pick an offense from that.
I'm not offended. But I just think you know better than to misrepresent who I am.
Well, that is by the way, Joyce.
Is it?
What I was actually trying to bring up was like marriage. Somebody called in and said, you don't marry for love. It's deep.
Wait, someone says you don't marry for love and you say it's deep.
It's deep, Joyce. Seriously.
Oh, good God. Yo, dude. First of all, you don't even... So, wait. Real quick. What do you marry for? Give me two things. Make it easy. Give me one thing. Why would you marry?
I think marriage is a deliberate art.
Why do you marry? Don't flip now. Why do you marry? Why would you marry?
You marry.
Oh, Lord. Come on now.
Wait, I'm coming. Calm down.
Give me one thing. One.
You marry to maintain a certain level of reciprocation to the society.
That's what you tell those village women now. So hold on a second, though. So wait, are you saying that?
Get me wrong.
Hold on, are you saying that?
I'm talking about reproduction.
What? What are you talking about?
It is not reproduction, Joyce.
What is it? You're giving birth to kids. That's what you're saying. You're married to give birth to kids.
Creating a world. Is it all about giving birth to kids?
What kind of world do you want to create? Because even in the world, there's love and there's fear. So what kind of world do you want to create without love?
That is where the foundation of society, that is where society lies from.
No, so, honey, you're bouncing around like a deflated ball. Wait. So you're saying that you're married to give birth to kids, right? And then you say it's deep. It's like, that's not even deep. Because
don't drag it to that understanding, Joyce.
Guy, I'm not dragging it. I'm quoting you. I'm not dragging it. I'm literally quoting you.
Okay, do you know, even when you are not giving birth to kids, both of you that comes together, you are coming together to bet a certain level of life.
What is the foundation of the life? Like, is it love? Is it fear? Is it, what do you want? Like, so for example,
do you know this love you always mention? It's a mirage to me. Like, I don't want to use that word mirage. Like, it
doesn't exist. Hold on a second.
I want something much more clear than that word love.
So let me simplify this.
Involve two people.
Let me simplify it.
Coming together.
Let me simplify it for you.
Okay,
you have to. I think you have to understand first what love is. If it's impersonal to you, that is a subjective topic. Do you understand that?
Okay.
You have to first understand. So it's like, say, you know what rice is, but you don't eat it because you don't like it. You see that? But you cannot deny what you don't know. So you don't know it. And then you are fighting it. It's like you don't even know it. So what do you know you're fighting?
I ask you, Ella, what kind of money would you like? You said, like, when it comes, it's life in God.
Yeah, and is that abstract to you?
No, there is no clarity there.
No. It is not clear to you. It is clear to me.
I mean, what I want, like, that word love, it's just like, I mean, you're saying something spiritual, like, it's unexplainable.
Yeah, but you see, the fact that you don't understand it.
You should be able to explain something.
Yeah.
You just need to say, I feel something, I'm going through something, and I don't even know how it's
okay, so here, the issue here is you have no reference to what is spiritual or a gift or God, and that's not my problem, but I can help you. But first, I need to go off on a break. 99.3 Nigeria Info, so it's actually 2:30, and it means that I have to hand over to Desmond. I'm grateful for the moments I get to have these conversations. One, I think some of you already understand, others would find some comments or commentaries absolutely beyond belief, like it's in shared disbelief, because it leaves you wondering whether this is an argument hinged on the high walls of ego or on absolute naivety, or whether Is this just a sheer level of unknowing? Well, maybe we can help humanity by trying to simplify that which might be seemingly difficult to comprehend. Unfortunately, there isn't enough time on the clock for me to do that today, so I think I'll promise to do that tomorrow. Desmond is in the studio. I have to hand over. My name's Joyce. The sun sets here for me.